The December edition you have produced should help all our listeners get into the Christmas spirit. No, Tim, that's not what I mean. Put the whiskey bottle down and stick with the sound recording. Sorry, where was I? Oh, yes. Let's have a look at what we have in store. To begin, we will celebrate Christmas with Allard and Russell. Then we will go to the Panto.
Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, yes, we will. We will also be meeting Wally Webb and Peter Andre, and the seasonal theme will continue with poinsettias, with a winter walk, with one of the symbols of Christmas, the robin, and with a special contribution from Angie Kennedy. In addition, we will be hearing about Macintosh suites, music tastes, and energy prices before Neil Haverson takes us back to the spirit of Christmas. And yes, Tim, this time I do mean whiskey.
Oh, yes, we will.
Oh, no, we won't. But let's first celebrate with Allard Jones and Russell Watson. They're back with a festive new album and a tour which includes a visit to Suffolk. They told Rachel Banham about their long-standing friendship, the joy of singing to a live audience, and why they both love a family Christmas. Here is Tony Stimpson with Rachel Banham's account of their conversation.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lace that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your...
After a 3-year hiatus, Allard Jones and Russell Watson are looking forward to getting back on stage together again. They're known for their solo work, yet they're also quite a double act on and off stage. Whether it's humorous banter about running late or speaking seriously about how grateful they are for their long careers, they bounce off each other in the way that good friends do, and they're happy to be back on the road promoting their latest album. Their show, Christmas with Allard and Russell, is at Ipswich Regent Theatre on November the 30th and will include traditional carols and festive favourites. Allard says it's going to be lovely being on tour with Russ doing the Christmas stuff as well. The album has come out better than either of us expected, I think. There's a real magic to the album, and hopefully we'll be able to deliver that to a live audience. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a very special run-up to Christmas. Their album, entitled Christmas with Allard and Russell, follows their first two albums, 2018's In Harmony and 2019's Back in Harmony, both of which shot straight to number one in the UK classical album chart and the top 10 of the UK official album charts on release. Christmas with Allard and Russell features new recordings of various Christmas songs, including traditional carols such as O Holy Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and In the Bleak Winter, alongside festive favourites including White Christmas, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Little Drummer Boy, and Mistletoe and Wine. The album also features a new version of Walking in the Air from the animated film The Snowman. Allard says, "It's the first time I've ever sung it with anyone else. I've sung it with my boy voice many times, but I've never duetted with anyone else as far as Walking in the Air is concerned, so this is a first, a world first." And Russ has always wanted to do it. He's always joking about it and sending me pictures of snowmen and stuff like that every Christmas. How I laugh, especially when the fourth one comes in an hour. Now maybe I can send him some stuff because he's singing the song. Allard became one of the world's most successful boy sopranos at the age of 12 and has since released more than 40 albums. He's also known as a TV and radio presenter and recently starred on ITV's The Masked Singer as Traffic Cone. Russell says, I've started sending him pictures of traffic cones now. A lot of the things I say he thinks are in jest, but I genuinely have a love for the snowman and the snowman merchandise. Allard and Russell have performed across East Anglia many times in their solo careers. They performed together at Ipswich Regent Theatre in 2019 and are delighted to return. Russell says, we're really looking forward to it. It's been a long time coming since the last record, but we're very excited about the whole process. It's great fun making the record again, and it's nice to see my old pal again too. Russell's debut album, The Voice, saw him hold the top spot in the UK charts for an unprecedented 52 weeks in 2001, while also topping the charts in the USA. He has performed for some of the world's leading figures, including the late Queen Elizabeth II, the late Pope John Paul II, and former US Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. This year he's performed in Lavenham, Bury St. Edmunds and Norwich, and toured in the musical Chicago. I've done a lot of stuff over the last 12 months since the lockdown came to an end, but to get back on stage with Al is always a thrill, he says. I'm sure that when we get back on, it's going to be great fun. That's the one enduring factor about mine and Allard's friendship. I've known him for over 20 years. There's always laughter, we're always joking with one another. It's always a lot of fun. And while they're clearly looking forward to helping their audience get into the Christmas spirit throughout the tour, they will be spending the big day with those closest to them. Russell says, we're both big family men. We're not all for going out, the showbiz do's, the red carpet events and all that. More often than not, if we do get any spare time, we'd rather be at home with the family. Whenever I get any time away from work, I want to be at home with my family, and I want to be surrounded by friends. Having spoken to Allard on many occasions about this, we have very, very similar Christmases. Allard adds, yes, absolutely. It's family, closed door, very traditional, lots of food, lots of drink, and watching stuff on TV you wouldn't normally watch. And of course, I'll make the kids listen to the album solidly. He says, I love Christmas, so I'm really looking forward to it. And the fact that we do have this tour as a run-up to Christmas is just such a bonus, really, because we're singing music that people love. People come to Christmas concerts because they want to feel Christmassy and they want to feel good. And we get that feeling on stage as well. So it's going to be great.
Thank you, Tony. We will, of course, repeat the reference for Christmas with Allard and Russell in the final track.